Dr. Zhivago, a Broadway musical based on the novel by Boris Pasternak, will close on Sunday after 26 previews and 23 regular performances.
I'm lying in this tent and there's not much light, and I cannot write for long. But these words I've never said keep haunting me, and I know they can't be wrong. And I'm still a little shy to speak my mind, but the truth just won't stay down. For here in the night, there's no wrong and no right. There is only the dark. I'm alone with my heart. And now, I need to tell you now. I need to tell you how you make me feel. You're like a song. I sing you all day long. A melody so strong and sweet and real. And I don't know if you'll ever feel this way, but I have to say what I have to say. I love you, and I need to tell you now.
Before the closure was announced, I spoke with Tam Mutu, who plays the title character. After starring on London stages, the handsome leading man was making his Broadway debut. The tone of the interview is celebratory, light, and hopeful. I can't imagine that's how Tam is feeling today, especially since he's been aimed at Broadway before, cast in the infamously falsely financed production of Rebecca. Still, I wanted to share some of the interview, which I hope you'll agree is an interesting conversation with a very charming man.
You were doing a show in London. You were doing City of Angels. It closed the next day. You were on a flight to New York.
Yeah, City of Angels, we had a short run at the Donmar, which is how they do it there. I had managed to arrange it all, you know, get both jobs, because at one point it wasn't looking likely I was going to be able to do both, but then I did. But the proviso was I joined a week late for Zhivago, so I had to finish on the Saturday night in City of Angels, which closed that night, and then I flew out on the Sunday and started week two of rehearsals for Dr. Zhivago on the Monday, which was surreal and very, you know, very strange, but also quite wonderful, you know, very lucky to go from one job straight into another, but something this big and this massive, so to speak, was daunting and also, you know, quite thrilling, to be fair.
It must have been sort of funny for your company members to have the title character join second week in rehearsals,
yeah,
too.
I felt sorry. I mean, I kind of like, they had a lot of homework that first week. I felt bad. I kind of like skipped all the homework, all the like the Russian. I didn't skip it actually, but you know, they kind of like they had sit downs with like people like who like Russian history lessons and things like that, and they, you know, obviously they worked on the score. I was kind of lucky in the sense that because I did a workshop of it before, so like the music and things I knew most of the script. Obviously I'd read through the script before and I knew majority of it anyway, so although I probably was joining week two, I was probably you know, up to speed anyway in that sense. But it was, yeah, it must have been weird for me just walking and waltzing in the room. Hello, everybody. Yeah, I'm your lead, and sorry I'm late. I did apologize for being late. They were like, no, that's fine. We've just had to sit through like 6 hours of Russian history. I went, oh. But I did get all the papers. They're all sent to me, and I had to read them on the plane on the way over. So I was cramming as I was doing it. So, yeah.
What kind of time did you spend with the source material, with the novel and the movie?
I had to do all of it, really. Like I said, I mean, my first sort of touch base of it was when I did the workshop, I think it's about 2 years ago now. And before then, I think my only sort of experience of Dr. Zhivago was with my mum watching it in our living room. And she was like, as every mother and person was at the time, was a little bit in love with Omar Sharif. And I remember it being quite a beautiful film, but I don't actually remember anything about it. And it was to do with romance, so I don't think I must have probably switched off and, you know, just thought, oh, okay, mum's swooning over some chap. I then obviously got the call to do the workshop, and then that was my first experience with it. And then I went on to sort of have to like brush up on some Russian history, because obviously set around obviously the World War as well, and then into the Russian Revolution. So there's a lot of stuff going on and stuff I needed to sort of take stock of and understand and appreciate and sort of pay respect to, really. I also did obviously watch the film, the miniseries, read the 19 million pages book, which was, you know, a massive eye-opener and very helpful and very, you know, you have to be thorough. And there's so much source material online, actually, which is, you know, people have written essays on it and, you know, and there's a lot online actually which you can sort of take, and it, like, even like if you silly things, like, you know, think like, oh, I'll just look up the wiki version of it, and it actually gives, you know, some things where you think it can give you like a synopsis really quickly of things that you need, you know, which people generally take for granted, but all that sort of stuff helps, you know, just gives you an idea of what other people's take on it is, and just in case you're missing anything. So yeah, I did a lot of homework. I did read
most of the novel summary on Wikipedia because I haven't read it. And okay. What happens, like, how this isn't just in the summaries, which are there, I think that they are, my sense is that they're thorough as far as including characters and huge action, but because it's such an expansive novel, how they get to these major, like, murders, for instance, make very little sense in a quick summary. How is it tackled in the show? How is it all boiled down to a stage musical?
That was the difficulty. I think they kind of, because it's so massive, the novel and things, and there's so many characters and so much going on, the trick was to find a condensed version, so to speak, and to get to the points that they actually wanted to put across, and you know, to deal with the main characters and the characterizations of them and the themes and everything they wanted to explore through that. So that the trick was to get it under 3 hours, as you always have to do with a musical, and then put music in it obviously as well. So they had a lot of work. I mean, and it's no joke when they've spent like nearly, I think it's about 14 years putting this together. So they haven't taken it lightly. You know, you can't say they've just like thrown something together. They've really done their homework. They've really, you know, I think there's been numerous rewrites. They've been very respectful of all the history of everything. They've spoken to various people who are involved in, like, you know, Russian, like the revolution, that, you know, historians, you know, they've really gone to town on it all, and so to speak. And I think that, you know, the finished product is what they wanted to sort of to base it around, was like basically five principal characters, and to always have those five principal characters, at least one of them on stage at, you know, every moment. So the story sort of runs through that, so you get a link of the overall, you know, scheme of things through at least one person on stage. The basic of it is like, it's three men in love with one woman and two women in love with one man. I'll tell you the three men just to make it clear. It's Komarovsky, Pasha Antipov, who becomes Stronikov, and Yuri Zhivago, who all in love with Lara Guishar, and then you have Tonya and Lara, who are in love with Yuri. There are so many themes. There's so many things going on. Like I said to you about the you know, revolution, you know, Bolsheviks, Red Army, White Army, all that sort of stuff. Then coming out of the, you know, the World War as well. So in order to get all of that sort of into some sort of cohesive sort of mix and story, I think they've basically gone for, there's a blend of like romance and a little bit of like history storytelling through that. You have to respect that, but the main thing is, there's the theme of the five principles, and, you know, the three in love with one and the two in love with one as well. So that's the main thing. So you get like, it's epic. You can't do it by halves. You can't. If you're going to do it properly.
And what are some of the particular challenges of your characterization? How do you embody Yuri Zhivago?
Well, it was hard. I mean, obviously, you know, people have got expectations with this role, because regardless of whether you like it or not, you know, you try and bring your own take on something, a character. You do your homework, and then you think, well, what do I want to say about this character? What do I want to do? But there are obviously expectations, you know, that I have, you know, the shadow of Omar Sharif, and, you know, and people have done it before to live up to. You know, the book is you know, serious stuff. So I didn't approach it lightly in any way, shape or form. But it's a tough role, and when you add the singing element to it as well, I have a lot of songs, and I would generally say I'm pretty much never off stage. Even if it is, I'm generally getting changed or running around the back of the set to get to the other side. It's a lot. It's physically demanding, it's vocally demanding, and I generally have to, besides doing all the homework for like all the obvious stuff, I've had to look after myself, you know, physically, vocally, because it's a lot, you know. And when you are taking on, you know, titling a show, you have to be, you know, be respectful of that and look after yourself and lead the company, so to speak. And hopefully I'm doing that. I do hope so. I think I am in some capacity. But, you know, it is a lot. It's a lot. It's hard. But I'm loving it. It's great fun.
Thank you so much for coming in and speaking with me.
Thank you for having me. It's been great. Thank you so much.
Tam Mutu plays Yuri Shivago at the Broadway Theater in New York City through Sunday, May 10th.